Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. That we have to approach your throne of grace. We thank you, God, that you welcome us.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Mighty God, you welcome us to the throne of grace so we can obtain mercy and find great favor in times of great need. We thank you, mighty God, that we are not our own, but we belong to you, Jesus. We thank you, mighty God, that we have strength in you, mighty God. You are our hope and our stay. We thank you, mighty God, that when we look to you, from whence cometh our help, we know, mighty God, that our help comes from you. We have no confidence in our flesh. We have no confidence in ourselves, Lord God, but we are focusing on you, mighty God, who is the source of our strength, who is the strength of our life, mighty God. We know no other but you, Lord God. We have denounced the hidden things of darkness, mighty God, the things that held us in, that held us, mighty God, in bondage. We have renounced it, mighty God, and we have pledged allegiance to the Lamb. We have pledged allegiance to the Lamb, mighty God. We have no other help but you, mighty God. We surrender our everything to you, Lord. We lay it all at the foot of the cross, mighty God. We recognize, mighty God, that you are the one who pluck us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We owe it all to you, Jesus. And so, Lord God, this midday, we come to you, Lord, with a broken and a contrite heart. You said you will not despise it, mighty God.
Yes,
we come
Jesus.
With our
thank
hearts
you,
turned up to you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that when we come to you, whatever our needs are, surely you will provide. You are a restorer of the breach. We have so many broken eras in our lives, mighty God, that needs to fix. We have so much broken eras that needs to mend. Oh God, we have so many hurt that we are carrying that we need to lay down at the foot of the cross. We need to lay our burdens down. You said in your word, Lord, that come, let us reason together. Though our sins may be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they shall be red like crimson, they shall be whiter than snow. We come, mighty God, not in our own strength, but in the power of the Almighty God. We come, nothing in our hand we bring, but simply to the cross we cling. Naked, mighty God, we come to thee for dress. Helpless, mighty God, we look to thee for grace. Fold us to the fountain dry. Wash us, Savior, or we die. Mighty God, we are bare before you. Oh God, we are open before you like a book. And you never fail to read every page, mighty God. We pray, mighty God, for a fresh anointing.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, mighty God, for a fresh cleansing. Oh God, we pray that you will purify us one more time, Lord God. We pray for strength from on high. In the name of Jesus, we are careful, mighty God, to recognize your move upon our life in every way, mighty God. We are careful, mighty God, to give you the glory. Yes, mighty God. We come, mighty God, not asking you for a sign. We are not asking you, mighty God, for anything that we can see with our eyes. We are not asking you, mighty God, for a house. We are not asking you for a car. We are not asking you, mighty God, for a shining star that we will see to recognize that you are there. Because we know, mighty God, that you are with us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord God, if you do not heal us, mighty God, that doesn't make you less of a God. If you do not promote us on the job, that doesn't make you less of a God. Lord God, if you do not come through the way we are expecting you, that do not cause, mighty God, that you are less than we are expecting.
Jesus. mighty God. We are worshiping you for who you are. We are not worshiping you, mighty God, for what you can give us. But we are worshiping you, mighty God, for what we can give to you this evening, mighty God. A worship, mighty God, that is pure and true. A worship that touches the very throne room of God. We are standing on the authority, mighty God, that you have called us for a time like this to intercede in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if you do not do anything, mighty God, that we can touch our hands and physically, we're going to still worship you, mighty God. We're going to still praise you for who you are, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mighty God, at times we have expectations of you, Lord. And if expectation doesn't come through, then we are all soaked up and messed up. But this evening, mighty God, we pray for strength. Yes, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, we pray for strength in the inner man, that we will combat every force of darkness, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, yes, mighty God, we can see that standard lifted up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will make us strong. Yes, mighty God, be a fortified city round about us in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, that we will be strong in the face of adversity. We will be strong, mighty God, knowing that you are the one who fight our battles for us, knowing that you are the one, Lord God, who stand by us, who is for us and not against us. We thank you, mighty God. Lord, we pray for strength. Yes, Lord God, your word tells us that it's not an enemy. Oh God, it's not an enemy, but it's the one that we walk hand in hand into the house of the Lord. That's the one that offended me. Lord God, if it was an enemy, I would understand. But it was a very friend, one who walked hand in hand with me into the house of the Lord. That was the one who offended me. I pray, mighty God, that you will give us a strength. Yes, mighty God, that when it comes to the time when we are offended by our brothers, when we are offended by our sisters, that we will be strong in the Lord, knowing, mighty God, that you are our keeper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I pray, mighty God, that you will speak into our spirit and cause us, mighty God, to depend on the anointing that you have given unto us, mighty God, the one that will break every yoke and bring the deliverance. I pray, mighty God, that we are a people, mighty God, that will be quick to get up and dust off. Yes, mighty God, every fools and every flames of darkness, and we will realize, mighty God, that our life is in Christ, in God, knowing, mighty God, that you are the one in whom we believe, and we are persuaded that we are able to keep that which we have committed unto you against that day, mighty God. I pray for strength in Jesus' name. I pray, mighty God, that you will stand by us, stand with us in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will give us strength to say no. Give us strength to say yes. Give us strength, mighty God. Let our yea be yea and our yes be yea. I pray, mighty God, that we will be promise keeper, just as you are a promise keeper. Yes, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will cause us. Yes, mighty God, that when we make a vow unto you, mighty God, that we will see through to the very end in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word tells us that you are not a man that you should lie. Oh God, you are not slack concerning your promise, but you are willing, mighty God. Yes, Lord, to supply everything that you have promised unto us. And so now, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, and we know, mighty God, that you are able to keep that which you have committed unto you against that day, mighty God.
Yes, and Jesus, so
here we are.
Jesus.
Here we are, mighty God, in your presence. Here we are in your presence, lifting up holy hands unto you, Lord. Here we are as a people that needs your Shekinah presence to go with us, Lord. Here we are, mighty God, needing to hear from you, Lord. Because if we don't hear from you, what can we do, mighty God? Mighty God, we are in a season of uncertainty. We are in a season, mighty God, where so many things are happening around us. But you remind us, Lord, that when, Lord, you came to deliver your people out of bondage, when you came to deliver Israel, mighty God, the plagues that fell upon Egypt didn't affect your people. And so even now, mighty God, we know that all the uncertainties that are happening around us, it won't affect us, because we are the children of purpose. We are a child of the living God. And we know, mighty God, that you will keep us in perfect peace as our eyes remain focused upon you, mighty God. Nothing, mighty God, will harm us. Yes, mighty God, we recognize Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. Yes, Lord, that you didn't prevent them from going in, but you stood with them in their troubled times. And so even now, mighty God, we know that you are going to stand with us in our troubled times, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, but you will stand by us, mighty God, to make us a strong nation. We know, mighty God, that we are no weakling, but we are strong in you, mighty God. And therefore, Lord, we take up the whole armor of God, having the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, having our foot shod about with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the belt of truth, and we stand at the authority that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We know, mighty God, that you fight for us, and that, Lord God, the price of our salvation wasn't cheap, but it was with your own blood, mighty God. Yes, mighty God. And so we know that we are complete. We are complete in you, mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
So based on those authority, based on what you have done for us, mighty God, based on what you have told us through your word and divine revelation, based on our faith in you, mighty God, we approach your throne of grace this afternoon, knowing, mighty God, that when we come to you, you will not cause us to leave empty-handed, but you will fill us up to the overflowing, so we can drink, mighty God, from the fountain that's filled with blood, that's drawn from Emmanuel's vein. We thank you, mighty God, that you are the rock on which we stand. All other ground is sinking sand, mighty God. Hallelujah. So here we are, mighty God, as your people. Yes, mighty God, you call us for a purpose and a time like this, and you promise, Lord, to fulfill all our needs according to your riches and glory. Here we are, mighty God, seeking you like a precious jewel. Here we are, Lord, wanting more of you, Lord, and less of self. Here we are, mighty God, want you to hide us behind the veil. Here we are, mighty God, want you to fulfill your purpose in and through us. Here we are, mighty God, wanting you, Lord, to take us up to another level in you, mighty God, where there is no fear, where there is no doubt, where there, mighty God, is nothing, Lord, that will hinder us, but we will be strong, a people, mighty God, that want more of you. You said those that will hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled in the name of Jesus. This evening, mighty God, our soul thirsts for you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a longing for you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
We have a longing for you, mighty God.
Jesus.
We want more of you, Lord, and less of self. We want more of you, mighty God. We want, Lord, a avenue that is clear, mighty God, right to the throne room of grace, so that when we echo praises unto you with understanding, that you will hear us, mighty God, and you will do exploit lights round about us in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that we will walk in just a simple Christian, but we will be Christian and the move of God, one mighty God that has experienced you in a brand new way, one that knows, yes, mighty God, dear God, and we will do exploits in your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want
yes,
more of you, Jesus. We want to seek you. Yes, mighty God, like Isaiah sought you when he said in the ear that King Uzziah died. He saw the Lord lifted up.
I am lifted up.
Mighty God, we want to see you. I am lifted up in our life. We want to see your chain fill the temple. Yes, mighty God, we want the life call from off the altar to touch our lips and cleanse us, mighty God. So what God, we will be mighty God, a force to reckon with in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to be more than service deep. We want, mighty God, to grow deeper in you, mighty God. We want that anger, yes, mighty God, an anger that will grip our soul, that will cause us, mighty God, to be rooted and planted firmer and deeper in you, mighty God. We pray, mighty God, that we will stand, yes, mighty God, yes, Lord. So many people, so many Christians are falling away in a time like this, but we pray, mighty God, that we will be a people, yes, Lord God, that comes what may, will stand on the authority that you are our keeper, our shield, and our defense. Mighty God, we pray for that kind of strength, yes, mighty God, that you would give unto us, that will cause us, Lord, that though the billows blow, yes, mighty God, even when our sails are torn, that mighty God, we will stand up, yes, mighty God, even when, yes, mighty God, the axe is on our neck, Lord God, ready to cut it off, we will stand up for Jesus as a soldier of the cross. We pray, mighty God, for the faith in you so much so that we will know, mighty God, that to live is Christ and to die is gain, and that no man can take our life, mighty God, unless you alone it, we belong to you, Jesus. We are your people, Lord. We are called according to your purpose, and we're going to live as such, knowing that our Redeemer lives, knowing that you stand with us, mighty God, knowing that you are for us and not against us. Lord God, we want to recognize as a people that you have not brought us thus far to leave us. You have not brought us thus far, mighty God, to give up on us. But Lord God, you have clothed us in righteousness. Our righteousness, Lord, is as filthy rags. And therefore, Lord, you have clothed us into your righteousness. And we are your people, Lord. We are unpicked by you, Lord God. We are called according to your purpose. You know us by name and by nature. Lord God, even the very ear of our head is numbered. You desire of us so much that you call us the apple of your eyes, mighty God. You have made us a little lower than the angel. Let you move, you have crowned us with your glory, mighty God. And we stand on your authority, knowing, mighty God, that we are heirs of God and joined here with Jesus. Yes, mighty God, we are a strong people to reckon with. We are a force to reckon with, and we know in whom we believe, and we are persuaded, Lord, that you have started a good work we see through to the end. Hallelujah. We stand on the authority this evening, mighty God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lift up a standard, and when he comes in one way, he will flee seven different ways. We stand on the authority, Lord, that you, hallelujah, you have placed us, mighty God, up for glory in the yes, name God. Of Jesus. Lord God, we thank and we praise you most and for all, Lord, that our name is written in the Lamb's book of life, and we are confident, mighty God, that you are our God who will deliver us. Yes, mighty God, who will help us cross our Jordan in the name up, Jesus. Who will speak to the rock? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever one needs, our mighty God, you are able to speak, yes, mighty God, into the rock to give forth substance for us, mighty God. If we need a financial breakthrough, you are able to show us the fish, to get the fish, mighty God, that has the dime in his mouth. Yes, mighty God, the fish that has the money in it. You are able, mighty God, to help us to select that fish and suffice us, mighty God. Mighty God, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know, mighty God, that you have not forsaken us. You have not left us, mighty God, and our home to faint. Mighty God, we are here as pilgrims, thus going through, mighty God. We are seated with you in heavenly places. We know our rightful position in you, mighty God. So when doubt come upon us, when fear come upon us, cause us to remember, yes, mighty God, that our hand was in Christ, the solid rock we stand. We thank and we praise the mighty God that you are our God who will defend us from our enemies. You have not given us, you have not left us out in the open, but you have built a wall around about us, a garrison, mighty God, to protect us from every attack of the enemy. You have given us, mighty God, a fortified city around about us to deflect every arrows that would come up against us, mighty God. And we are confident, yes, mighty God, that when we stand in the name of Jesus, nothing shall stand against us. Mighty God of Daniel, you are our deliverer this afternoon, and we are trusting in amazing grace, because we know, mighty God, that who are for us, who can be against us? If you are for us, mighty God, it's our enemies. Yes, mighty God, FBLock, mighty God, send for us, Lord, to curse us. We know that there is a BLM, yes, mighty God, who will respond to your word. That to whom the Lord bless is blessed indeed. I cannot curse who the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, we pray that blessing will overtake us as a people. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for a time of refreshing. I pray for a time of refreshing in the name of Jesus. A time in which, Lord God, when we will resolve, mighty God, to know you more. When we will resolve, mighty God, to sit in your presence long enough to hear from you, mighty God, so you can fill us and take us into the next level. Lord, you are our way maker, mighty God, our miracle worker. You are our light in the darkness. You are our all in all, mighty God. We are sitting, yes, Lord God, in heavenly places even now, because we know, mighty God, that you are for us in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, I pray that you will change our mindset. You will work in our hearts. You will cause, mighty God, our thoughts, yes, mighty God, to be surrendered to your Lordship. Mighty God, at times when some things will come up in our minds, we erase it with the blood of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that you will give us the antidote to fight against the war that is in our hearts and our minds sometimes. Lord God, sometimes some things will come up in us. Lord, we cause us to quickly realize that is not of you, mighty God, and to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we pray, mighty God, that you will energize us to stand at a time like this in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we want an anointing. We want an anointing on our life, mighty God, that will disperse every darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want an anointing that when we pray, mighty God, for the sick, when we pray for the unbeliever, that our faith, mighty God, will be greater than their faith. So that, mighty God, there will be, mighty God, a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, we pray that you will give us strong faith, that when we lay our hands on the sick. That's our faith will overcome their doubt. Whatever doubt is in the way, mighty God. That our faith will supersede it. In the name of Jesus, will dispel every darkness. Yes, mighty God. And Lord God, it will come to pass as your word declares it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will cause our lips to be anointed, Lord, to connect, Lord God, with your throne. Yes, mighty God, that when we will speak as an oracle of you, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, that we will speak your word of life. Lord God, I pray. Yes, Lord, that whatever things is beautiful, whatever things is true, whatever things is of a good report, that those are the things that we will think of with our mind. Mighty God, I pray that our ears will have a spiritual antenna to glory, mighty God, that we will hear, Lord, from you, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will set up ministering angels all around us, Lord God, to cause us, Lord, to follow through in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, mighty God, that you will cause us as a people of God to hear from you in a very special way, and we will not deviate from the faith that is in us, Lord, that you have given unto us. We lay a prostrate before you even now, mighty God. And we pray, mighty God, that you'll circumcise us one more time, Lord God. That you'll wash us one more time, Lord. Clean us in. Yes, mighty God. Cleanse us, Lord. And cause us, Lord, to be a people that are fired up for you in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God. One shall chase a thousand. Yes, mighty God. Two shall put 10,000 to flight. And as we prepare, mighty God, for convention 2025, as we prepare, mighty God, to go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be a rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Yes, mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that every yoke will be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray for deliverance. I pray for set free in the name of Jesus. Sister Brown, after prayer for our brothers, yes, mighty God, and sister ministers, and after prayer for our uncles, they are the same mighty God. They are the brother and they are uncle. Yes, mighty God, I know they are fathers. I know they are cousins as well. I place them under the blood of Jesus Christ right now. I pray, mighty God, that every attachment with any signs of darkness be now released in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that as they come to that convention, that some salvation will intersect their very work in the name of Jesus, and salvation will come to their house in Jesus' name. It's the third time, mighty God, and we want you, Lord, to take control in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I pray for a difference in Fort Lauderdale this time around, mighty God. I erase every fear from your people in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. I pray, God, that your blood will be poured upon every aspect of the service. I pray that you will anoint your woman servant that will bring the word, Lord God, that it will break every yoke and bring, yes, mighty God, deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the praise and worship team, the musicians. I pray, mighty God, that you will touch every seat in the name of Jesus, every chair, mighty God, and as it is occupied by a life, mighty God, that the fire of God will be upon that chair in the name of Jesus, and they won't sit still, but something good will work on the inside of them that will change them for good. It will be an experience to experience that God is in control. Yes, mighty God, I pray, God, that you will be seen from beginning to end. Yes, mighty God, we'll have an experience of meeting, a job of meeting with you, mighty God. We will hold on to you, Lord, until daybreak. When, mighty God, we refuse to let you go until they bless us. Lord God, I pray that the altar will be on fire in the name of Jesus. Every coal on the altar will be ignited in the name of Jesus. And as the people, Lord God, who laid all at the altar, Lord, that mighty God, a difference will be made. They will be crowned upon with righteousness. Yes, mighty God, and they will never be the same again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. I pray, mighty God, that anyone that would come under the mighty God, your word will never be the same again. It will be something different in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, I pray, God, that angels with drawn sword will surround that building in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, for safe passage for your people, whether they fly, whether they drive, whether they walk, mighty God, whatever way they take to get there, Lord. I pray, God, that your blood covering will be upon your people. You will lead them like you led the children of Israel into the wilderness and into the promised land. That, Lord God, you will cover them. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord, your Shekinah presence will go with them in a brand new way. And we will have a grand time worshiping you. Yes, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I pray, mighty God, that your people will step out by faith, especially, mighty God, those among us, those, Lord God, yes, Lord, that want a revival. Lord God, Jesus, in yes, our midst, mighty God, a part of the prayer team that need a revival. I pray that the revival will start within us, mighty God. I pray that the revival will start with us, Lord. I pray, God, that we will lead by example in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that our faith will be lifted up in you, mighty God. And though we may not see the plain fear yet, though may, mighty God, we may not see where we're going to stay in Portland a deal, but cause us to start at the small things first, mighty God, to put our name where our mind is, mighty God, to start by registering, yes, mighty God, so that, Lord God, you will work in that little faith, yes, mighty God, just a little seed of the faith. Let us come up with that registration, Lord, and show the woman of God, yes, mighty God, that we stand by her in solidarity. Show the woman of God, mighty God, that we are on board with our Lord to catch the pigeon in the name of Jesus. Break down every idol, everything, mighty God, that would cause this Lord to deviate from the plan in the name of Jesus. Cause us to lift our feet, mighty God, and start by just a step out. Yes, mighty God, just a registration in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray. Yes, mighty God, that you will open the eyes of our heart. Nothing don't just happen, mighty God. But everything is a Holy Ghost set up right now. Cause us, Lord God, to exercise our faith so that those, yes, mighty God, that we would speak to come, Lord God. Lord God, the faith that is in us will be greater than their faith. And Lord God, there will be a unity and a reuniting, mighty God. Yeah. And so, mighty God, start, by, start from us. We remember, mighty God, when your spirit came in Acts chapter 2, mighty God, that you poured out your spirit upon your disciples that were with you, mighty God, and they were able to change the entire world. And so as a prayer team, mighty God, I pray that you will pour out your spirit upon us, mighty God, and cause us, Lord, to be world changers. Yes, mighty God, God's divine connection, reaching nations. I pray, mighty God, that as you pour out upon us, then we, mighty God, as a fire team, will ignite this fire. Yes, mighty God, wherever we go, I pray, mighty God, that even at the convention, you will place us, God, in strategical location, that wherever we stand, wherever we sit in that convention hall, that the fire of God will be upon us, mighty God, and those that are around us will feel a burning sensation in the their spirit and they won't keep still. Mighty God, we pray for a mighty move upon the convention in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, you will cause us to be salt in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, that our light will so shine. Yes, mighty God, I pray that now until the convention time and beyond, that we will prepare ourselves, sanctify ourselves, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. So we won't be a deflector, but we'll be an influencer in the name of Jesus. That when you come in the Shekinah glory, we won't be any blockages, mighty God, but we'll be transparent. So let your word flow in and flow, mighty God, to the lost and dying world. I pray, mighty God, that our testimony will be sure in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, we need you, Lord. Oh, we need you, mighty God, to make a new thing among us, mighty God. If you could use anything, you can use us, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that the pew will be filled in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, it will be an inflowing and ingathering like never before. I pray, God, that we will come with our prayers in the name of Jesus. Ignite us afresh, mighty God. Yes, mighty God. That those that are would be looking on and us, mighty God, will say, Lord, these men seem like they are drunk with wine, but we will tell them, mighty God, that we are being fulfilled with the spirit of Almighty God. It's not a stagnant spirit, but it's a spirit that is alive, a spirit that bear witness with our spirit that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. God, who has set us on fire, let us be sharp like Stephen, mighty God, the first deacon that knows, mighty God, what he was about. When Lord God goes around him, would want to find out what is in him, and he will start, mighty God, from Father Abraham right down to the present time, and said, the same God, yes, who sent his son Jesus, whom you have crucified, is the one that is alive and well in us right now. Cause us, mighty God, to be faith defenders in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. I pray for a difference. I pray for an ocean. I pray, mighty God, for a turnaround. I pray, mighty God, for a difference. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Yes, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will take over from beginning to hell. No normal stuff, but supernatural stuff. A people, mighty God, that will believe in the move. A people, mighty God, that won't fear no foe, but will stand. Yes, mighty God, I will hear your word that makes a difference, Lord.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Yes, mighty God, it's been almost 2 years since we are here praying on this line, mighty God. It's almost 2 years, mighty God, since we have been meeting together. Yes, mighty God, I pray that this is a time. Yes, mighty God, that we will stop drink milk and start eating some solid food in the name of Jesus. If we have time, Lord God, if we have started to read the Bible, I pray, God, that you will cultivate us an attitude and an appetite for the word, Lord. God, mighty God, to dwell in your word in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, cause us, Lord, not only to care and wisdom, but mighty God, our entire life will be so powerful in the name of Jesus to invoke the Holy Spirit to move among us in the name of Jesus. Let us be somebody different than our yesterday. Dear mighty God, let us, Lord God, rise up with substance, Lord mighty God, that you are the one who keeps us, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes, mighty God. Jesus. Mighty God, I pray. Hallelujah. The things of the Spirit will attract us. Yes, mighty God. I pray, God, that you will cause us to be magnets. Yes, Lord God, that the things of God, we will gravitate to it and make a difference in our surrounding in the name of Jesus. Reading the Bible, praying in every day, having a conversation with you, Lord God. Let it be so important to us. Mighty God, I pray. Television, mighty God, and whatever entertainment will become second nature as we turn our hands upon you, mighty God, and look full in your wonderful face. Let the things that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that everything of this world, Lord, will become strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Yes, mighty God, that your Spirit will be alive in us to teach us when to turn off the television, to teach us, mighty God, when to open John 3, verse 16, when to open Revelation. Yes, mighty God, when to open the book of Acts. Yes, mighty God, I pray, mighty God. Yes, Lord God, that we will have a ready altar.
Thank you, Lord.
A ready altar. Remember, we are mighty God. That our altar will be lit. Our altar will be alive. Our altar, mighty God, will be alive. That we will bow our heads down in prayer, in deep contrition. Yes, mighty God, it's not the open time, but it's a quiet time with you, Lord God. That all that really matters. Yes, mighty God, it's not the time when we see each other, but when the time that we are alone with you, that we draw from you, mighty God, when we draw from the fountain that is filled with blood, that is flowing. Yes, mighty God, that never loses power.
My Lord.
Those are the moments that come. Let it be, mighty God, appetizing into us. Open our spiritual attitude, our spiritual appetite, our spiritual ambition. Cause us, mighty God, as your people, to be ambitious for more of your Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus. Give us ambition as Christians, Lord. Give us ambition of Christians, mighty God, to draw from you more and more, mighty God. We want the ambition, mighty God, to see for the things that are above and not the things that are under the earth. We seek the ambition, mighty God, to cast, mighty God, yes, mighty God, our cares upon you, that you care for us. Yes, mighty God, so many Christians nowadays don't have any ambition. So many Christians, mighty God, don't have the ambition to grow in you. All they want to know, mighty God, that they are, yes, mighty God, they call themselves a professing Christian, but they lack the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, mighty God, that the inflowing of the Holy Ghost will come upon us as a Christian, mighty God, and we will do exploits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, mighty God, give us ambition.
Jesus.
Give us ambition, mighty God. Ambition to desire more of you and less of self. Ambition, mighty God, to lose ourselves and find it, God, indeed. Ambition, mighty God, to grow in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord God. I pray that you will move us from saving station. Yes, mighty God, to an aspiring. Oh, God, working in us, mighty God, that which is far more abundantly. Yes, mighty God, take us out into the deep in the name of Jesus. Remove us from the shallow part and cause us, mighty God, to launch out in the deep in the name of Jesus. Remove every fear, every net, everything, mighty God, that would hold our feet down. We bind it in the name of Jesus and God, cause your courage in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. I pray, mighty God, that there will be a cry of our heart that says, let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. I pray, mighty God, for some Christians to be like that, Lord, to lose themselves and to find it, Lord, in you. I pray, mighty God, that you will surround us with your kind of glory and cause an impulsive of your spirit to be upon us, mighty God, so that we are not our own, but we recognize that we belong to you, Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will cause our eyes to be so fixed on the mark, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth for the things that are before and press towards the mark of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Somebody.
Hallelujah.
I pray for a pressing in Christ of the Almighty God. I pray, mighty God, for a leaping forth in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, for stamina in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for strength. Yes, mighty God, in this group, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we will be one big magnet. That, Lord God, we will agree together. We will pray together. We will empathize and sympathize with each other, Lord. Lord God, glory, we pray, mighty God, that you will come down and tabernacle with us this very day, Lord God. Mighty God, that you will change our atmosphere right now, Lord God, and it will be conducive for your blessed Holy Spirit to have his way. Loose, Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose, Jesus. Hallelujah. I release, yes, mighty God, my brother. I release my sister to praise you and to glorify you even now, mighty God. Let no circumstances take them, mighty God, that will denounce their praise. But let this be a moment when there will be a rejoicing in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I pray, mighty God, for holy anointing. I pray, mighty God, for holy God to come down in your might and in your power. Yes, mighty God, you will locate Minister Sandra. Yes, mighty God, as she bow her head in deep contrition, crying out for more of you, mighty God, crying out for the way forward through these 40 days of prayer and fasting. I pray, God, for strength in Jesus' name. I pray, mighty God, for souls, mighty God, to be one through your word. When you bring forth your word, Lord God, that you will become with the power of Almighty God, and souls will be saved. Yes, mighty God, during this time, in the name of Jesus, I pray, mighty God, for missionary Henry. Yes, mighty God. She said, Lord, you want them to remove that torch to be taken out of her so she can move freely. Lord God, mighty God, we pray, mighty God, that our requests will be made. Yes, mighty God, and Lord, it will be granted in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, we know she is healed. Mighty God, we come against the effect of those side effects from the medicine. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we speak, yes, mighty God, to our health be restored in the name of Jesus. Cover her with a righteous right hand, mighty God, and see, Lord, let there be no residue of any sickness upon her, just like many three evil boys were in the fiery furnace. When they came out, mighty God, there was no smell of smoke upon them, mighty God. I pray, God, that as you pull out Sister Henry, that there will be no smell of no smoke upon our mighty God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, it will be a complete restoration, a complete healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, I pray for Carol. Mighty God, I don't know what her situation is. I pray for Carol in Jamaica, that young lady, mighty God. I pray that the water will be troubled in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that whatever she's going through right now, that you will be our present help in our time of trouble. I pray, God, that you will hold her by the hand and lead her through whatever she's going through, mighty God. No retreat, no surrender. I pray, mighty God, that this will be a time that our faith, mighty God, will be tested, and she will come through as pure gold in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that one thing that is on our mind, even now, mighty God, Lord God, she may seek, mighty God, for a job. She has sent out many applications, and it seems like nothing is working out. But even now, mighty God, I pray, God, that our application will go to the right personnel, and that it will be released. I pray for promotion in the name of Jesus. And when she sees this coming through, yes, mighty God, she will know that you are at work in and through her life. I speak prophetically in her life, mighty God. And I pray, God, that you will be our for God and our rear God, that she will depend upon you, Lord, who is our source of strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, mighty God, for our sister Amshel and the way she has been growing in this ministry, mighty God. I thank you, Lord, that she has availed herself to be used of your mighty God. I pray for strength for her in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that to whom much is given, much is required. And we have seen you working in this young lady's life. And we pray, mighty God, for a double portion of the anointing that will break every yoke and bring the deliverance. Yes, mighty God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I lift our brothers and our sisters to the Lord. I place Sister Marsha into your hands, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will take her by the hand and you will lead her, Lord God. At this time, Lord, she may be seeing only one step of footprints in the sand, but have her to understand that this is the moment that you are carrying her through, and you won't carry her where you cannot maintain her, mighty God. And so, Lord God, I pray that you will open up our faith in the name of Jesus. Let our faith look up to you in a time like this, Lord, to know that you are our source, our only sustenance, who is able, mighty God, to keep her from falling and to present her faultless before your throne with laughter and with joy, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you, Jesus. Even now, mighty God, all my brothers and my sisters on this line, I pray, mighty God, for grace. Yes, mighty God, your grace that is able to keep them. I pray, mighty God, for faith that is able to maintain them. I pray, mighty God, for a double portion of anointing that will break every yoke and bring them deliverance in the name of Jesus. Have your way, mighty God, and be thou glorified, Lord. As we come, Lord, with one agenda and with one purpose to glorify your name, Lord, in the midst of everything that is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your mighty God for availability. Praise your mighty God for souls that want more of you. Praise your mighty God. Yes, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and as we come, Lord, we just want to glory in you, mighty God, our help and our steed. Have your way, Lord. Magnify yourself even now. Enlarge our territory, mighty God. Enlarge our territory. Cause our faith, mighty God, to be lifted up in you, Lord God. Let our faith reach a new horizon in you, Jesus.
Yes,
mighty God, recognize that faith is so important. That even, mighty God, you give it as a gift and you give it as a fruit, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Faith is recorded, mighty God, and as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, faith is recorded, Lord God. I pray, mighty God, for that double contact of double portion of faith to be our portion this afternoon, in Jesus' mighty name, and for the glory of Almighty God. Amen. 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 Amen.